Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Joining me in the studios this morning, I have got Mark. How are you this morning, Mark?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am so good. Mark, my favorite time of the year, and I know it's yours. So tell me, this is my philosophy. You wake up the day after Thanksgiving, and it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
And you know, helper. It doesn't even make, it, you don't even have to say you have to wait till December 1st. No. Day after Thanksgiving, Christmas full blown, and of course, Helper is Utah's Christmas Town 27th annual Christmas festivities going on.
27 years. Can you believe that?
It's amazing. Insane. Well, let's go ahead and talk about some of the lineups because unlike years in the past, you guys have added so many things to the lineup this year.
Yes, thanks to the Helper Arts and Music and Film Festival, they have combined with us, and so we've brought to you a couple of extra things, and I'll start off by talking about those new additions to our Christmas festival. So they have a competition out there called Season Screenings. So they've had people that have submitted films, and they're going to show those before the light parade, their little three-minute Christmas film segments, and then after the parade, we're going to be showing two different films. One on after Friday night's parade will be The Nightmare Before Christmas. And after Saturday night's parade, we'll be showing The Polar Express. They're absolutely free. They'll have concessions for sale, but it's a free entry. So if you don't want to, you know, finish your night off by just watching the parade and going home, stick around, Helper. Stick around and watch these free films. And then the third movie is after Breakfast with Santa. They'll be showing The Polar Express after Breakfast with Santa, and on Saturday night, they'll be showing Scrooged. So stick around, you know, don't leave. We're trying to keep people in town and keep them around so that they can enjoy the rest of the festivities in town.
You know what? There are so many great things. Now, the Light Parade is the second and third, always the very first weekend in December, but here's the fun thing. You can start out on Friday. You can head on over to the auditorium and get that delicious chili dinner both Friday and Saturday. And then Saturday morning, you can go have breakfast. You can go see the movie. You can stick around. You can go and watch the Electric Light Parade. Saturday night, we have the fireworks. There's also the movie afterwards. There's a lot of things going on.
Basically, just plan a full day in Helper. You know, it's like she said, it starts at 4 o'clock. The chili dinner, it's a great place to go eat, get warm. It supports our festivities. All the money that we raise there goes towards next year's festivities. And then watch the parade. We have the two movies both nights. And definitely Saturday night, do not miss the fireworks. They're a great way to end the entire Christmas festival that we bring to you every year.
And you know, it's always so much fun. Whether you want to just kind of go and check out all the different events, you can see the entire schedule at utahschristmastown.com. Log on, check it out, see the entire schedule of events so you don't miss any of it. But it really is so much fun. Now, you guys always kick off the Christmas Town Festival back with that craft fair. I mean, that's already come and gone, but it's always one of those things that once you see the signs out and once you hear the advertisement for the Christmas craft fair, you know things are starting to go down in Helper.
Exactly. And don't miss out on Friday night, November the 25th is our lights on ceremony. So that's when the Christmas season officially begins in Helper, when we turn on the lights. So it's a great way to come spend time with your family, watch the lights turn on, and it's our first opportunity for your kids to go meet with Santa, so at the auditorium after the lights go on.
And you know what, that is so much fun. It is, you know, it's become one of my family's tradition. We go and we eat dinner at Balance Rock, then we go and get ourselves a delicious coffee, and then we hang out and watch the lights on ceremony. And it really does just kind of do that little switch in your heart, like, yes, Christmas time.
Yes, it's always fun. Before I forget, there's also at the Rio Theater before the parade, starting at 6 o'clock, the Carbon High Choir is presenting a medley of Christmas music for you to enjoy before the parade, and it's called "Do You Hear What I Hear?" And I hear they're awesome. I haven't heard them, but I'm going to sneak in there. I'm a busy person, but I'm going to sneak in there and I'm going to listen because I love music.
You know, it always is. I mean, I go and announce for the Electric Light Parade every single year, and it's you running around like crazy, and like 2 seconds before the first float, here you come flying up and ready to start. So yeah, I believe that you're going to go and make it to that because I mean, why wouldn't you? Do You Hear What I Hear? 6 p.m. at the Rio Theater, both nights before the parade, the 2nd and the 3rd. And also, don't forget, very magical thing that they do every single year on the 25th, or sorry, no. On the 30th, it is the memorial, the Luminary Memorial taking place at the Helper City Cemetery right around 6:30 p.m. So, Mark, I mean, there are so many things on the schedule. There are so many things going on all day. I mean, different times of the day. So you've got to go check out that schedule, UtahsChristmasTown.com.
UtahsChristmasTown.com or Facebook. Everybody's very Facebook friendly. We try to keep everybody updated with times and events on there. So it's a great way. Just go like our page and you can join in all these festivities. We try to keep them free. And if we do charge you for anything, it's a minimal cost. And everything goes right back towards putting these events on for you to enjoy.
All right. Well, Mark, before I let you go, really quick, let's talk light parade. Let's talk floats.
Okay, floats. Light parade, there's applications. We do not turn anybody away. So if you just show up with your application, you're in the parade. You can pre-register. This year, I'm going to just make an announcement. If you happen to go watch the parade over on 2nd East up by the ballpark, because that's where the parade route goes, it is not going up there this year because of construction. So the parade route is going to go up Janet Street, up Stack Street, which is around the LDS Church, and then back down Ridgeway. So that's a new viewing area. So if you want a place to park or go view the parade, you're going to have to go over there. We just want to let everyone know that only because of construction, we're not able to go through our normal parade route.
Which is huge because so many people, I mean, technically that's the end of the parade, but you're still seeing it. So why not take advantage of those really great seats? Don't go there this year.
Yeah, don't go there this year. We don't want anybody to be disappointed. So it's going to go straight up Janet Street, up Stack Street, and back down Ridgeway, which is around the LDS Church and Helper.
All right. Well, don't forget the Helper Electric Light Parade, the 2nd and 3rd. You want to be there. You don't want to miss out on this really beautiful event, and it's always so much fun. And that parade will kick off right around 7 p.m. each night. And Saturday's the big night. There's always fireworks right after the parade, so make sure to head on over. Again, that website for a full schedule of events, UtahChristmasTown.com.
And if you have any questions, you can feel free to call me at 435-650-4180.
Well, that has been another little FYI of what's going on for Utah's Christmas Town Festival in Helper. It kicked off a couple weeks ago, and it will continue until the 3rd. So go check out that schedule, UtahChristmasTown.com.